Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, what keeps small business employees happy? The answer may surprise you. And the social media company changing the way we think about online shopping. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, a new survey by Aflac examines what keeps small business employees happy, and it may not be what you think. Matthew Owenby is the Chief Human Resources Officer at Aflac. Matthew, take us through the survey.
Yeah, we just recently commissioned a survey of about 500 small business employees, specifically focused on determining what were the best and worst parts about working for a small business, what was their overall satisfaction and happiness in the job, how their employment compared to large businesses that they worked for, their benefit offerings, and basically any perceptions they had about their employer. And the great news is that 85% of them are very happy in their job and satisfied. There's some work to be done. They've got they returned about 65% of those responded that they could be even happier if their benefits offerings were more broad and more custom, enhanced by supplemental insurance products. But in general, the news was very, very good for small business owners.
All right, so give some of that feedback then. What are they saying about the likes, I guess, of being part of a small business?
Yeah, there were many. Specifically, they talked about the feeling like part of a family, flexible work schedules, fewer layers to navigate than you would have in large employers. They were able to connect the activities of their work to the goals and strategies of the company. They felt like the company leadership cared for them more, and that they understood how their job fit into the broader long-term plans for the company.
Wow,
so all very, very good information for small business owners.
Yeah, talk about worth, right? Really establishing a self-worth when you can see what you're doing is connected to the company. No question.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that companies, certainly in the survey, companies that can make their employees feel cared for, obviously that transfers directly into how they care for the customers of the company. So it's symbiotic in a way, and companies that are doing that, small businesses that are doing that, are clearly having much, much happier, more satisfied employees.
Yeah, we're speaking with Matthew Owenby, Chief Human Resources Officer at Aflac. They've got a survey about how small businesses and whether small businesses have the Midas touch to keep employees happy. All right, so explain some of these findings then. I know this is slightly biased coming from Aflac. That's okay, but tell me what they said about supplemental insurance.
Yeah, I mean, the survey's responsiveness was, you know, they were looking for non-traditional benefits offerings. Supplemental insurance is one of those. It covers the things that traditional insurance doesn't. It pays the employees directly for things that happen both on the job and off the job. And I think that customization is, you know, builds into that idea of taking care of employees and, you know, alleviating financial burdens for them in the event they become sick or disabled or whatever could happen to them. And so it's clear from the survey that employers that are offering these more customized, more broad benefits packages are not only able to attract people, but they're able to retain their employees. And I think that's probably one of the most important things that a small business can focus on is the retention of good employees. We know that employees that are happy are anywhere from 10 to 12% more productive than employees that are dissatisfied or unhappy on the job. So the offering of broader benefits programs is a way to do that.
All right, so explain how that might work then for the small business owner whose attention you may have gotten here, Matthew. Owner thinks, okay, you know what, this may be worth exploring. What kind of costs, say, are involved, or how much would fall to the company versus the employee if they wanted to pick up some type of supplemental insurance?
Well, the good news about supplemental insurance policies for small business owners is it costs them nothing. All they need to do is provide access to their employees, and the employees are directly billed either through payroll or direct from the company Aflac. All of the benefits that the company provides, the insurance policies provide, go directly to the employee. In this case, they don't go to a provider, they go directly to the employee. So to answer your question very shortly, it costs the business owner nothing except just access to the employees.
Okay, so why then wouldn't an employee, for example, just go out and purchase this on their own?
Well, we sell our products at the work site, so you have to be our insurance products are for folks that are employed and at the work site.
Got it. So it's done through a company. You don't just dial up and get an individual policy, you mean?
You could. It's possible, but the vast majority of our programs and plans are provided at the workforce. Our primary customer in the U.S. is a small business employer, somebody that has less than 100 lives, 100 people, and that's really where our customer base lives and what we have access to.
What kind of market is this here, Matthew? What percentage of small businesses offer, say, supplemental insurance?
Yeah, about 1 in 4. The small business marketplace is big. 99% of all employers in the U.S. are small business, defined as fewer than 100 employees. Small businesses basically generated 65% of all the net new jobs over the past 17 years. So the marketplace is obviously very, very big, even though the employee base is generally small because it is a small business. But at Aflac, that's what we specialize in. It's our core customer, our people with less than 100 employees.
Got it. Okay, so it might work in a typical scenario. How?
Typical scenario would be that a business owner was looking to modify their benefits offering, offer more benefits. They would contact Aflac. We would have a representative go out. They would give us access to their employee base, and we would give them information regarding all of our supplemental policies, which include disability, cancer, critical illness, hospital indemnity, and others. And then we would set up a payroll account with them, and they would be directly billed through their employee payroll.
Got it. So, and coverage, for example, might be, I don't know, if something critical happens to an employee, a car accident, but there's paralysis, can't work anymore, there's coverage forever, or it's you're choosing for how long, or there's a dollar amount?
Yeah, the coverage typically is portable after your employer. It depends on the policies, but we offer disability, cancer, critical illness, the really core pieces of financial assurance that we offer small business employees so they can essentially recover. We have dental, vision, short-term disability, long life policies, term and whole, accidents, and cancer is one of our biggest policies that we offer in the U.S.
Thanks, Matthew. Matthew Owenby, Chief Human Resource Officer at Aflac. Coming up next, the social media company flexing retail muscle.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Well, you normally don't buy a sweater or a pair of sneakers on Facebook, but the giant social media company is becoming the biggest factor in retail that nobody's talking about. It's a story from Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. Rick, set this up.
You know, the biggest competitor that department stores and other retailers have to pay attention to is not each other, but is Facebook. And it's not because Facebook sells stuff. It's because Facebook is beginning to dominate our attention. Facebook gets a larger share of our attention every day than any one of these other operations do, or perhaps the whole retail sector in its entirety does. And how we spend our time in a given day directly affects how we spend our money. And retailers need to be understanding that they need to get a larger percentage of what you might call mind share, a bit of a jargony word, but useful in this instance, of the consumer, rather than just trying to sell them stuff based on price, which is the old model, convenience, which is the old model, or selection. People just are not that interested anymore in going to a store where there's stuff stocked on the shelves and they just pick stuff up. They want something more than that.
Wow. We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. His piece is called How Facebook is Remaking Retail. Who's the most to gain here, you think? Would retailers be excited about this?
I think who has the most to gain are the companies that are losing the most at the moment, and that is mostly the department stores, the sort of non-specialty department stores, and you can probably throw in a couple of traditional retailers there, such as The Gap. But Macy's, they sort of tried to do everything for everybody. JCPenney is another, Kohl's is another. They all certainly have online and online presence, but that's not enough. And if you sort of look at how does Facebook keep people on the site, and how did Facebook manage to get 1.5 billion users, something like 1/6 of the world's population? And these are people who actually, for the most part, use it every day. I mean, that's phenomenal. How did they do it? And the way they did it is they created communities, or they actually let people create their own communities or find communities where they feel that they're going to find something interesting and relevant to them. People go on Facebook and they have an experience. They interact with other people. They don't just sort of consume static content. And that's the concept that some of the sort of forward-thinking people in this industry are telling the retailers they need to do. They need to think more about how to offer their customers a community, an experience. It feels like a community. It needs to be interactive. It needs to be experiential. There are still people who just view shopping as a utilitarian exercise, and they just need something, they're going to go get it. And certainly that will be a part of retail, but that's a declining part of retail. And it's probably the lower end part of retail with the commodity products with low profit margins. The higher profit margins are going to come on these things where you can engage people, get them to spend some time. If they spend more time, they're going to spend more money. And it really doesn't matter whether they're spending that time online or in the store. You are competing for their attention, not just for their dollars or part of their wallet. And that's what these retailers need to be thinking about.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's, say, iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your thoughts or ideas about your small business, you can send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.